Hello, this is Polly Buckingham for the Poetry Moment. Welcome. The readings for this week are all from Willow Springs Magazine, issue 85. Willow Springs is a biannual journal of international prose and poetry published through Eastern Washington University's MFA program. Today's poet is David Allen Cates, who is the author of 5 novels, including Hunger in America, a New York Times notable book, and a chapbook of poetry. 2 of his books have been Montana Book Award honor books, and 2 have won gold medals for fiction from the Independent Book Publishers Book Awards. His nonfiction appears in the New York Times, Sophisticated Traveler, Outside Magazine, and other places. Today's poem is Luna. Down the gravel drive, the porch light, a golden pin on the black valley, swirling with what I was trying to say as we slammed the car doors, how I could never trust the answer and people who gave them. Spring, like us, was noisy with hope and smothered with growth we hadn't a clue what to do with. How could we know how long the past would last? We might have lain on the grass, quiet beyond imagined children or the prematurely dead, felt the rain sublime the ground beneath us, or locked ourselves inside and made the scratchy, squeaky sounds of mice. Instead, you pointed at the broken yellow door, and the moth flat against the screen and pale green, the size of a bird or a painted hand left by a moon man. We paused and breathed and stopped our incessant talking. All philosophy grows from suffering. What to make of this beauty with no more than a week to live? Was she waiting for her mate to fly into that fierce wind? Or maybe the moth was a he and he was staying for her. Nothing to lose but slippery convictions. I stood still for a moment or longer. Everything I've tried to say since, I've tried to say from there. That was David Allen Cates' poem, Luna, published in Willow Springs, number 85. This has been Polly Buckingham for a Poetry Moment.